Night of the Living Dead, Zombies March. By End Politicians, March 16, 2023. Blog, Propaganda, Stupidity Incarnate, Writing, WTF. Webbed feet. Time to peer into that crystal ball. No, not that sped-up methamphetamine stupor of focused delusional exuberance. As a teen, some old acquaintances used to partake, though it seemed like an instant lobotomy from my perspective. Steered clear. Reefer was my madness. That shit will make one think, perhaps connect some universal dots. Or was it such a pondering existence via having my cranial bell rung in grand steeple fashion when I was younger? Either way, or both, tangled web of perversion upon everything gazed. Who needs hell when cultured civilization exists? That crystal ball. Soothsaying into the future's inescapable current in time. A squirming wormhole, baited on the hook, line and stinker of impaling the world. Those filthy globalist rod minds, they made my spitty senses a tingle. Corporate media, wallowing in throne troll excrement. Unwitting dupes most of those anchors, definitely weightily feeding the bottom sludge. Time for an in-politicians. Com broadcast projecting what needs to be cast into that cyberspace ether. Falling off the media station wagon. Bad ideas, the world is full of them, though the dimmed sun sets furiously and overpronounced on the beached state of the West's oceanic expanse of drowned cognitive vastness. We fell into a burning sphere of fire, we went down, down, down and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the sphere of fire, the sphere of fire. Icarus are us. Decades of political tomfoolery leading to socio-economic bottom feeding under a regime of ever-heightening globalist infiltration and takeover, unleashing a COVID power play in an appreciative murderously perverted act of literal domineering boot on societal throat asphyxiation, leading to now the desperate attempt to bring to market those thoroughly counted rotten eggs of poached and poisoned reasoning. 1, 2, 3, World War 3. All to pathetically cover their unsorry asses for decades of mismanagement culminating in the evermore approaching razing of countless geographical locations to the ground in lieu of atoning for governmental incompetence regimes and relinquishing the globalist infiltrated abomination steering society's sloppy jalopy and sensibilities. That triumvirate of the crown, the American Gestapo Corporation and ever-slithering contingent of throne troll accompaniment. Talk about desperation. Their final act. Say, it looks like you need to get away from it all. How about a bit of a vacation to soothe the soul? Mexican resort getaway sound good, or, sightseeing in Rome one must be thinking. Aw, no fun in that relaxing boar fest. Come on, let's go take in the splendor of that Syrian civil war. There are only limited numbers of globalist triumvirate funded and aided pockets of ISIS and affiliated resistance. Is Syria's Western-funded murderous melee not exotic enough for your fondness of the globetrotter excitement? Well, this is your lucky day. I hear Yemen is quite exquisite this time of year. How about a nice hike in those, mysteriously not reported upon by the mainstream media irradiated with nuclear fallout mountains of Yemeni non-importance? Bring your loved ones back or vial of precedent-setting atom-splitting extravaganza. Holy crap. Blimey. What, that Middle Eastern excursion possibly a little too risque for your mediocre tastes? Well, come take a refreshing breather in Vancouver, British Columbia's downtown east side. One has truly not experienced life until partaking in a fentanyl-induced getaway vacation, or staycation for all those budget-minded Canadian exploration enthusiasts. Not to worry, our provincial government will pay for your drugs, your lodging and meal requirements. And, if in need of committing a crime, no problem, you have more rights than the victim. Just think, your entire family in a single occupancy hotel room, and the socialist experience of sharing a common washroom with countless other whacked out familial fentanyl fairies. Why yes, that was an HIV-infected needle that your teenager stepped on while haverpoloing over a bodily fluid-drenched toilet void of actual seat. Though worry not, Shitting and pissing in back alley delight is right as rain in downtown Vancouver's hospitality index. Don't forget to like and give a good review on whatever medium of ignorant self-importance one frequents. You know what? Why not holiday in the thrill of the Slava Kinetic Weaponry Sling Fest, where the fully globalist triumvirate infiltrated home country engages in acts of sabotage, terrorism, and enjoys, in German Nazi and ISIS Western-trained admiration by embedding themselves in the civilian population in order to label the other side as intentionally targeting the civilian population. And in doing so invite the prospect of retaliatory infrastructure destruction and possible mortal danger to the civilian population. You got it, Ukraine. Canadians, come have a blast in Ukraine. Imagine if the first three vacation scenarios of the Syrian and Yemeni wars along with the Vancouver fentanyl smoking vacation were proposed in Western channels of civilian indoctrinating mediums? Yeah, it would be labeled as derogatory, insensitive, ill-conceived, fanatical, ignorant, dangerous, stupid, extremist and many other negatively descriptive terms. Enter Ukraine. That topsy-turvy upside-down zero-reality media spin fest being jackhammered into the unfortunate believing that television and its mainstream counterparts are telling anything anywhere near any semblance of reality. Chugga-chugga-cuckoo. No joke, mainstream media in Canada, with scripted theater from Ukrainian political actors, are actually advocating for Canadians to take a relaxing vacation to Lviv, Ukraine, in the middle of a military conflict that has seen hundreds of thousands deaths and rising, where the city's energy infrastructure is still being regularly targeted and air raid sirens are a regular occurrence, and Western backers are intent upon escalating the situation to second the entirety of NATO. In Lviv, the tourism office has made an effort to point out the comparatively low frequency of rocket attacks in the region compared to other parts of the country, and how far Lviv is from the front lines of the war, about the distance between Calgary and Vancouver. So, only pack one flak jacket and Kevlar helmet. And why not try to smuggle a few grams of gunpowder up one's anus to help the Ukrainian cause while one is at it? Would it not be romantic to take a rail trip with Ukrainian railways from Moldova to Kyiv in what has been labeled the victory train, where each train car has been decorated to represent an occupied territory of Ukraine? Certainly, I would love spending my honeymoon traveling through Palestine on a train where each train car was decorated in the remembrance of each Palestinian territory that had been stolen for an Israeli settlement. Though it would have to be a walking through the train honeymoon, as the train length would certainly take up the entirety of a West Bank and Gaza track, not leaving any room for chug-chugga-choo-chooing within the rail line territory. Come take a ride on the victory train. Of course, Lviv has started to advertise hotels that are complete with bomb shelters. To gain one's unwavering trust and peace of mind, no doubt. And to give Ukrainian troops the option of hunkering down with a tourist civilian population to use as human shields if the need so arises. That pot-smoking and rung bell of antiquity culminating in a contrarian tangled web of cerebral firestorm analysis that has permitted me to escape from the confines of the pudding express and subsequent zombie-dwelling norm of society's need to mindlessly amble into a shamble of unthinking consumptive behavior ingrained within an infected viral medium set forth to bring on their extinction or endless wandering from basic stimuli to basic stimuli tells me that this mainstream narrative of encouraging zombified masses to enthusiastically saunter into an active war zone may indeed be a ploy by the globalist triumvirate of death to initiate the action of which may suck NATO entirety, at the bribe behest of the throne troll politician component taking orders from the top, rot minds pulling the strings who are oh so desperate to start World War III, annihilate anything of opposing merit that kowtows not, then start afresh with their new world order of disorder. Dine on those central prank digital currencies, everybody. We are here for our Ukrainian vacation. Besides, what bribed and acting stage-ready NATO puppet leader could refuse engaging in World War III after learning of the 100-plus dead Canadians and smattering of other torso-less limbs awaiting to be repatriated to their home country, ceremoniously draped in the necessary tear-jerking false flag representation, oh so ruthlessly adorning their awaiting caskets to be patriotically and participatively enmeshed in the rightful, nay, obligatory bombardment by staged media representation and endless coalition of the two willing political moral horse-shedding crocodile tears and alligator predatory gamesmanship unleashed to further their globalist tangled agenda of a full control system and attempted elimination of geopolitical rivals who dare to think and act for themselves in a non-servile manner. These bike-seat-sniffing rod minds of the globalist triumvirate are desperate to ramp up the Ukraine-Russia conflict to further their agenda of, in domineering fashion, raping the entirety of the globe for resources and varying tributes on behalf of representatives of the throne troll contingents assembled in legislative assemblies the world over. The Holocaust, Operation Northwoods, 9/11, Malaysian Flight MH17, the Vegas shooting, murdering civilians is the triumvirate's bread and butter, it makes things happen. This mainstream endorsement for Canadians to vacation in Lviv, a city in the active war-torn country of Ukraine, rippled through the corporate mediums of basic non-think and may have possibly been read-heard by upwards of hundreds of thousands of people, of which, most certainly there may be hundreds or perhaps thousands of mainstream media's embiffed amblers of Canada just mindless enough to take the globalist planted bait. Perhaps the same vacation story was planted in other countries to plant the seed supporting Ukraine through their self-inflicted shotgun blast to the face. In any case, Lviv sure seems to be the possible lamb for the sacrifice of heaps of foreigners during a blatant Russian missile attack on a globalist chosen civilian target. Heck, maybe Christie, a globalist terrorist slaveland through one of her press connections, managed to have the story planted in the corporate media in order to pad her globalist-funded offshore bank account. Throne troll supreme. Christia Slavland's grandfather Michael Komiak was indeed a Ukrainian Nazi collaborator during World War II, and it would most certainly not be a stretch to assume that Christia globalist terrorist Slavland is in fact a Ukrainian neo-Nazi collaborator. Canada was indeed militarily training neo-Nazi troops in the run-up to the current hostilities progressing in Ukraine. Time to swallow that pill, Christia, a la Hermann Göring. Sweet, sweet almonds. Forego the trial. Much of an imagination is surely not needed to come up with a few scenarios as to how the official start to World War III could possibly transpire. As the press said, Lviv is already advertising hotels with bomb shelters, so Canada's zombie amblers will shuffle on in. Knowing the hotels with tourist-safe bomb shelters gives the triumvirate the GPS coordinates down to millimeters. You know, so when that premeditated Russian missile strikes in the 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. time range, so as to not allow any foreign civilians to have the warning or ability to escape into the Ukrainian neo-Nazi sex dungeon, the press will be able to endlessly whip up the revenge furor. No, not furor, Christia, and voila World War III. And yes, the security services of Ukraine will have access to hotel records in order to report to the American Gestapo Corporation which hotel has lured in the greatest number of foreign zombie amblers. Bombs away. Russian bombs. Can you spot Christia Slavland's grandpa? Hint, he is not the one with the funny mustache, though she wishes he was. What, you did not like that scenario? Okay, fine. Chugga chugga choo choo. That victory train. How romantic, in death. Let's see, 200 foreigners on an idyllic jaunt through the heavy weapon shipping channels of Western Ukraine. How romantic. Just then, out of the sky, without warning, rains a barrage of Russian guided missiles. No doubt, the victory train blown up by the devil Putin himself, under the cleverly concocted guise of destroying some of the $100 billion plus in aid that the triumvirate has been milking their citizenry for in tax dollars. Yes, some first-class triumvirate bullshit is getting ready to leave the station. The seed has been planted in March for the zombies to march on into that active war zone of Ukraine. Once there are enough consistent amblers for the shambles to begin, Look for the triumvirate and oh-so-willing Ukrainian throne troll whores to engage in an elevated terrorist sabotage act against Russian territory in order to draw Russia into conducting precision strikes against fair-game Ukrainian infrastructure targets. At such time, one arm of the triumvirate will launch some sort of Russian attack on the civilian population of foreigners in Ukraine that were dumb enough, in the zombie state they navigate through life, to obey the globalist planting of the terrorist seed that officially begins World War III. These mentally ill, globalist rot mind, bike seat sniffing, gutter slime pieces of literal human shit endlessly and intensely suck upon the devil's dick for self-reflective pleasure. Fools without debate. I am guessing April fools, as in, sometime within April. Hopefully this Lviv projection alters the telegraphed reflection of the globalist penetrating disease direction. CR.